Hello everybody, Carl here, just with a quick message before we get on with the episode. First of all, I want to thank you for your patience. Over the past few months, we've been getting them out once a month, sometimes longer than that. This is obviously due to the actors having other work and just real life getting in the way with all of our stuff. Thank you for your patience in that. However, I do have some good news. The good news is I have just about everything until the last chapter. So, fingers crossed, over the next 4 weeks it will be a weekly release schedule. Chapters 10, which you're listening to now, 11, 12 and 13 will all be released once a week over the next 4 weeks as we finish up this epic story. I've managed to get the scripts all done and the actors have been incredible in getting all their lines to me in bulk so that we can do this. So yes, this will be as fast a schedule as we can make it and we're going to aim for once a week. So with that said, enjoy the show.
Batman, The Long Halloween, Chapter 10, Independence Day. Gotham Pier. The Gotham City coroner enters his car. He is not alone. The body is thrown from the pier to the water below. The 4th of July, with Selina Kyle, Wayne Manor, my father's house. I have lived here nearly as long as he did, and yet, I find myself still thinking of it as my father's house.
Bruce, why do you stay in Gotham City?
After my parents' deaths, I left. But I was drawn back. I made a promise to them.
But of late, your episode with Poison Ivy, Harvey Dent accusing you of helping Falcone, what would it take to let go?
Honestly?
No. Lie to me. I know places, Bruce. Things we could do together. Like that.
What would it take to let go?
I need to talk to you.
Talk then. Harvey Dent, Gotham City's district attorney. I met him on the roof of Gotham PD. A man I've known for some time. And I'm beginning to wonder if I know it all.
Remember the deal we made? You, me, Jim Gordon. Right here. To bring down the Roman.
I do. Do you?
I made a mistake going after Bruce Wayne.
Why, tell me.
I just wanted you to know I made mistakes. I try not to make them twice. But after Maroni testifies against the Roman, it'll finally be over. I think I want to take some time off. Get out of the city for a while.
And holiday.
He, or she, has struck again.
Jimbo?
Where?
The docks. This time it's a civilian.
Gotham Jail.
Mr. Maroni, you have a visitor?
I don't want to see nobody.
But...
Sal the Boss Maroni, once the Roman's chief rival for control of Gotham City.
Hello, Sal.
Sophia Falcone Gigante, daughter of Carmine the Roman Falcone, Gotham City's untouchable crime lord. Behind her, Vernon Fields, assistant to Harvey Dent.
Vernon, go get a shoe shine. Does your father know you're here, Sophia?
I went to prison for you, Sal. I didn't squawk. I didn't ask for anything in return. But when the police came for me, I didn't name you.
That's you. I gotta do what's right for me.
I missed you, Sal. Every night I was away, I thought about you.
What are you... Hey, let go of me.
Papa knows it was Dent that got you into this mess. Without Dent, everybody lays off. I know you'll do the right thing, Sal.
The home of Barbara and Police Captain Jim Gordon.
Why do you stay in Gotham City, Barbara? Can't you see what it does to people who live here?
Jim's work, I guess, Gilda. You know what I mean. Harvey is just as devoted as Jim. Now with the baby, we're digging in.
Digging into hell. When Harvey first started at the district attorney's office, they used to call him Apollo, the golden boy. He was so handsome. He could do no wrong. But every day, this Roman case, it's like it's eating him from the inside out. He's changing. Do you think it will ever end, Barbara? Will I get my Harvey back?
Meanwhile, Jim Gordon and I investigate the murder scene. The gun, as always, is left there, along with the empty shells and the token object. This one, a miniature Statue of Liberty. The killer stood here, fired twice at close range. Whoever Holiday is, he or she can always get up close, suggesting that the killer knows his or her victims.
I've seen you get in pretty close without anybody noticing. Why the coroner, Batman? All the other killings were Falcone-related.
Can anyone account for the whereabouts of Harvey Dent at the time of the killings?
Harvey? Why, you don't think. That's odd. All the city's fireworks were set off earlier. Just some kids, probably. Right, Batman? Batman?
Gotham Bank Deposit. Two of the guards admire the show.
I love fireworks.
Me too. Makes me feel like a kid.
Ooh, pretty colors. Sky fall down.
Mommy?
The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They whip like anything to seize that quantities of sand. If seven maids with seven mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose that they could get it clear?
I doubt it.
The two begin stealing the money inside.
The king was in the counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes, when down a blackbird...
The money stays. You both go back to Arkham. On Mother's Day, Jonathan Crane, psychologist turned psychopath, escaped from Arkham Asylum, unleashing the Scarecrow on my city. He did not do this alone. He had help. Jervis Tetch, delusional, schizophrenic, homicidal, the Mad Hatter. Up until now, I thought they were acting alone, helping each other. But the bank, the money, all point to one man, the Roman. During the escape, I inhaled some of the Scarecrow's fear gas. My mind was violated. My childhood fears of my parents' murders overcame me. I try not to enjoy breaking Crane's ribs. It almost distracts me as Tetch pulls a gun.
And thick and fast they come at last, and more and more and more. All hopping through the frothy waves, scrambling to the shore.
Oh, my paws and whiskers. Sorry. It's the only line from Alice I remember.
You've been following me at the police headquarters, on the docks.
I love fireworks. I like the Cheshire Cat. I like all the money that's just sitting there. I know places, Batman. Things only I could show you.
The Roman orchestrated all of this. Do you want to help?
That's not what I had in mind. Your loss.
No. The price of independence.
Fears. Madness.
Batman The Long Halloween, Chapter 10, Independence Day. Starring Omri Rose as Bruce Wayne and Batman, Natalie Winter as Selina Kyle and Catwoman, Ray Bullock Jr. as Harvey Dent, Rex Anderson as Captain James Gordon, Jeannie McGuinness as Gilda Dent, Tyree Peterside as Sophia Giante, Jason Rivers as Sal the Boss Maroney, Stephen Chesterton as the Mad Hatter, Sean Morton as the Scarecrow, Kevin Gaddy as Vernon and Guard Number One, Sarah Langton as Barbara Gordon, with other voices by Ryan Craig and Carl Dutton. Music composed by Declan Gilgallon. Written by Jeff Loeb, with art by Tim Sale, adapted for audio by Carl Dutton, and edited by Carl Dutton. Batman and all characters therein are copyright of DC Entertainment. No infringement